Hello, fellow sleuths. I am Kathy.
And I'm Michael.
You are listening to A Southern Sleuth. Hello, fellow sleuths. This is a case that didn't take place in the South, but it is a case that we have been asked by multiple people to cover on this podcast. I am sure this will not be the last time these Southerners venture into cases from other areas. So without further ado, let's talk about Amaya Roberts. On March 16th, 2019, police respond to a domestic altercation at a home on Holmes Avenue in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm not sure exactly what occurred, but it was during this visit from police that 8-month-old Amaya Robertson is reported missing. The child's mother, Amber, tells police that the last time she saw the child was on March 14th, when her boyfriend, Robert Lyons, left with the child. She said he was supposed to be taking Amaya to the babysitters. Police later discover that the baby has not been seen since the afternoon of March 9th. Amber's story was that her boyfriend, Robert Lyons, was to take Amaya to the home of Jeanette Browning, which is who Amber referred to as the babysitter. She stated he returned at 10 p.m. without the baby, and Amber said that was not unusual as she had given permission for the baby to spend the night with Browning.
So what you're saying is the baby's been missing for over a week? So something like...
At least.
So... Baby just stays there sometime and sometimes don't. I guess it don't matter.
I have no idea about this. It's been the hardest to research case that I've ever done. And I don't know. I guess it's because, for one reason, because it's so new. So there's not a lot of information being given out. There's a lot of information online as far as on Facebook forums. But you have to really pick through to decide what is just words and what might actually be true.
Right.
If I saw something that someone posted on their actual Facebook, then I took that was them saying it. I didn't have anyone to do interviews with. There's so many players. But we'll get back to what Amber was talking about and what I was able to find out.
Gotcha.
I was able to find a post by Jeanette Browning on Facebook where she's talking about where she rented a room at the Waterfront Hotel for the night of March 8th for herself and two other ladies to have a ladies' getaway. It would seem from piecing everything together that Robert Lyons gave a ride home from the hotel to Jeanette Browning and a friend of hers on March 9th. Now, it's about 6 miles from the Waterfront Hotel to Browning's home on 229 Holmes Avenue.
Right.
Amber's story is the baby went with him. Jeanette says he did not leave the baby with her. We do know that Robbie hung out around Rockville Road and Mickley Avenue in Indianapolis for several hours that day. And I'm not familiar with that area because I've never been there. So all I could do was pull it up on Google and see that it's an area with motels and convenience stores and other little shops. So he was there, I think they're saying, for up to 8 hours. And then he returned back to the Motel 6 where Amber was waiting.
Yeah, this is the whole sequence around the hotel room is confusing to me. Like, it can't quite make sense with so many different things going on that it was hard for me to get the timeline right and who was right. there. And
because if you get on Facebook and you read all these different things, there's one that says Amber and Robbie were at the Waterfront Hotel at the same time that Jeanette was there. But then why was she at the Motel 6? So I'm very confused as all that. That is not clear.
Right.
I mean, there's so many questions. And the questions that I really have is, did Robbie actually take the baby with him when he took Browning home? Did he leave Amaya with Jeanette Browning?
Which seems to be the fundamental question right at this point, right? I mean, it's...
Right. What was he doing for several hours before going back to Amber? And where did Amber think her baby was during all the time before she reported her missing?
Right.
Did she show up at Browning's house on March 16th and then realize her daughter had not been there since the night? It's hard for me to fathom, but I guess that could be true.
Could definitely be true. It's sad, but true. Yeah.
One version of the story I read was that Amber thought the baby was safe for the week, even though she didn't see her until Robbie started making threatening comments about Amaya during an argument on March 16th. And that's when she got concerned and when she reported her child missing.
When he couldn't produce her. When he started saying threatening things. That's when she called the law. That's what got the law involved to start with.
The rumor is they got into an argument about Amaya's paternity. And that at that point is when he started... I've never heard exactly what he said, but taunting her has been
right.
used about
yeah.
the whereabouts of the child. And that is when Amber became concerned as to the welfare and whereabouts of her child.
Oh, God.
So on March 19th, a silver alert was issued stating that Amaya was believed to be in extreme danger.
So what, silver alert? So why would they use a silver alert instead of an amber alert since it was a child?
From what I can see, you use an amber alert when you have a vehicle description. And if they don't have a vehicle description, they have to use something different. So they use a silver alert. And I guess it's because she can't take care of herself. She's a tiny baby. So it's the same as if someone...
had dementia.
Right. And they couldn't take care of themselves. So...
Oh. So see... That's it. You know, a lot of times when I look at a silver alert, it's not that I disregard it. But I automatically... I don't look at the details... I just think, okay, if I see an older person that looks distressed, I'm going to pay particular attention. So it could actually be a small child. I think that's pretty important to point out to people. So.
Yes, it can be someone of any age. Usually it's someone who is in some way impaired. They need some kind of medical attention or they have some kind of mental condition.
Right.
Or as in this baby's case, she was totally unable to take care of herself.
And it could obviously be different from state to state or whatever region you're in, you know.
Well, on March 20th, a tip was called in about items found along the bank of the White River. The items were later connected to Amaya. I am unsure of what these items are. Again, rumors online say a car seat and clothing, but I didn't see anything where I could actually verify that. I did find the report where Amber told the media that she's the one that called in the tip. She said she was sitting around trying to remember places that Lyons had mentioned, and she remembered him talking about hanging around 1907, I have no idea what 1907 is exactly, but it's a location at the White River. She reports she went to the river and found these items near the water. The river and surrounding areas were searched, but no other evidence was located.
Yeah, that's a little odd, too. Obviously, just, you know, hitting right on the place and finding stuff that was in the car. But I guess she had to tell the police this for them to search. I take it wasn't a volunteer search in the river and all that. It was...
No, she called the police, right. And the police came, and they searched.
Right.
But as you pointed out, a lot of people have said how convenient that she went right to a place with evidence. But again, I am not her, and I don't even know her, so I don't want to say that. On March 21st, the Silver Alert was canceled, and investigators say that was because there was very little tips that were coming in. And I wonder if it was because something happened to lead them to believe they weren't going to find Amaya alive. And that seems to be true, because on March 23rd, the investigation was switched from a missing person case to a homicide investigation.
Well, didn't you say the boyfriend was kind of taunting them with the location and stuff? Or she might be here, she might be...
It said that he gave places that she might be. I don't know that he was taunting the police. What was released was...
One of the places didn't exist or
right,
something?
Right, he gave several locations that the baby could possibly be at, but some of those places didn't even exist, what was released to the media.
Now you're getting the Casey Anthony level, you know.
The police say they changed it to a homicide investigation just because there's no way that an infant can care for themselves, so it's not feasible to think that Amaya is alive.
Right.
But they continue to search.
Unless she's kidnapped or something.
March 24th and 25th, a nearby pond was searched, but no evidence was located. And then it was kind of nothing going on for a bit. April 29th, they went to Jeanette Browning's home and searched, and bags of evidence, or possible evidence, was collected. They went back on April 30th with cadaver dogs and searched the yard, and they did some digging. But as far as I know, no actual helpful evidence was collected.
So, has the actual father of the baby came forward or made a statement or anything like that that you know of?
Well, that's one of the sadder things. I don't think anyone truly knows who the father of Amaya would be. Robert Lyons has been called the father in reports. Logan Hull, who's the father of Amber's older child, has been named as the father. A man named Keith Ritberger came forward after Amaya went missing, and he has petitioned the court to determine paternity, and he says he may be the father. And I've heard two other names mentioned in various Facebook posts. I guess it will not be known who Amaya's father is until she is found. If she is found, they can do DNA testing.
Who does she have listed on the birth certificate?
I am not privy to that information.
Gotcha.
The baby has her last name, so I'm not sure that anyone was listed.
Right. Gotcha. Am I dreaming this, or did you tell me there was some kind of altercation between her and her first baby's father that same night? Didn't you tell me that there was reports of them having an altercation?
No, they didn't have an altercation. Actually, hold on. I'm actually going to talk about that in a minute, a little bit further on down.
I don't
want to get out of whack, and I'll forget what I'm talking about.
No problem. Oops.
Amber gave a couple of interviews early on, and in one interview, she stated that Lyons told her that he would take her to where Amaya is if she would just go with him by herself. But she said she was too afraid for her safety if she were to be alone with him. Now, the only reason I can imagine that she wouldn't go is if she doesn't think he really knows where the child is at this time. Because I can't imagine that your safety would even cross your mind if you really thought this person was going to take you to your child.
Right, or she already knew. You know, or I don't know. Of course, might be crazy. I mean, she might have seen some things that made her terrified, but I'm like you. If they had information on the child's whereabouts, but what kind of person does that? Taunt a mother about the location of her child is missing. That's so crazy. That's so hard for me to wrap my head around.
Right, and at first, Robbie was named as a suspect, but he wasn't arrested, and I don't even know that police kind of kept up with him. I think he has been changed to a person of interest, but I'm not completely certain about that.
Isn't he the guy that was the last one seen with the child?
It depends on whose story you believe.
Right, right. I mean, according to
the mother.
Right. Okay. Did any other witnesses see them together? Wasn't there one person?
I am really, if you delve into this, it is so hard to figure out who saw what.
Right.
I've just never seen anything like it. And nothing really has been released by the police except for Amber's actual statement. And she states that he is the last person she saw with her child.
And then that interview that I saw, you said there was two, right? Yeah.
I think they were actually done on the same day. I'm not sure. She has on the same clothes, and I believe they are the same day, just by two different news teams.
Right. Yeah, she just happened to get caught by the media because they're starting to pick it up and hang around.
No, I think she gave those interviews willingly.
Oh, yeah.
She was in her house, and at one point on her porch. They didn't catch her out in the street or anything.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's what you need to be doing. Except knowing where your child is.
I stumbled on another story in one of the many online groups regarding Amaya, and it said that Robbie had told people that he took Amaya not to Jeanette Browning's house, but to Amber's aunt's house. Now, I don't know if there's any kind of truth to that, but it seems as plausible as anything else I have heard.
Well, didn't you tell me that she had adopted her first child?
No.
No, okay.
No, she has an older son. I haven't talked a lot about him because I don't know a lot about him. He turned 2 right around the time that Amaya's story was breaking. His name is Logan. They call him Little Logan. At some point after Amaya went missing, Child Services did step in and take Little Logan, and he has been placed with Amber's aunt.
That's what I was talking about.
And from what I can tell, Amber and Logan Hull, his dad, are allowed supervised visitation. Now, the aunt hasn't adopted him. She is just, he is in her care at this time.
Gotcha. Because of the state intervention. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Robert Lyons was arrested this April, but not on charges associated with Amaya's disappearance. The charge was forgery due to some stolen checks he had cashed earlier in the year. So they were able to arrest him on that. And then when he was released from jail, that was pretty much it. I mean, from what I can tell, they didn't even keep up with his whereabouts, and I believe he has left the area.
Sounds smart.
But there's a lot of people that think that Robbie is just the fall guy anyway. There are many people that believe that Logan Hull and Amber are the guilty parties in this case. But as of now, no one has been named a suspect except for Robert Lyons. And like I said, I think he has been dropped down to person of interest.
I think when you tell about the incident, because weren't they having a...
No, I don't. They didn't have anything. On March 16th, Amber was with Logan Hull. And from what I can piece together on that day, he drove her from her mom's to Jeanette Browning's. That's when the police were called and Amaya was reported missing. I don't know everything that took place. I believe he was called by Amber. She went with him and they drove over to Jeanette Browning's. They didn't have an altercation.
I could have sworn.
He took her to Jeanette Browning's. The altercation was supposed to be between Robbie and Amber, where her father was on the news saying that he had actually struck Amber with his car.
Right.
And that altercation is what prompted the call to the police, and at that time the baby was reported missing.
Okay, was that before or after? Or is that when the baby was reported
missing? That's when the baby was reported missing. On March 16th is when the baby was reported missing. The police, in their investigation, determined that they could not verify the baby had actually been seen since March 9th.
Right. Okay. Got it.
I believe what Amber is saying is that she believed that whole week that her baby was with Jeanette Browning. And then she realized that she wasn't.
But how do you not? Okay.
Yeah. I know. It makes no sense that for a week your baby is with this person.
And this baby was under...
One. She was 8 months old.
Yeah. Ooh. That's tough.
It is very hard to comprehend. My head has hurt as well as my heart every time I have sat down to research this case, because there's so many players, there's so many different stories, there's so many rabbit holes. I have spent hours poring over Facebook posts and YouTube and news articles, and I don't feel like I'm any closer to the truth in this story than I was in the very beginning. All I am is more confused.
Perplexed. Yeah. It's a perplexing case because there's a couple of people that know exactly what happened. And because of the nature of it and the time and all that, it's become this thing that's difficult to piece together.
And it is scary because you mentioned Kaylee Anthony, and it is true. I mean, I would love to believe that this baby is okay somewhere, but I'm getting that feeling that she's not. And if she is out somewhere exposed to the elements,
right,
then we know, just like with Kaylee Anthony, if they find her, then a lot of evidence is going to be lost.
Right. Then you got the impossible to get the forensics, so you may not be able to chart, you know. That's frustrating as well. Although they're getting better and better at, there's still only so much time that can go by before, right, the, yeah.
I wish the whole time that I was reading about this that I could have all of the players in this, and there's many that I didn't even mention, the parents and grandparents, and I wish I could have them all in a room and I could try to get a story from each one of them and try to figure out from that what is the truth.
Well, now you know what pushes detectives and different people that stay on these cases so long. You know, they have that question that has to be answered. And sometimes they have obviously more resources, and then there's different levels. Some don't put in as much as others, but it is a nagging question, isn't it? When you get involved and you see all these different people and you want to know what happened. I mean, what
you just
happened?
Want to shake them. And yeah. Investigators have said time and time again how frustrating of a case
this is. I can't imagine. And we're just coming in like this. Can you imagine being on it firsthand? And these are people that you're sitting down with and getting these stories, and it's like, what in the world? Oh, it's heartbreaking.
Well, July 14th was Amaya's first birthday, but there was no happy party. Instead, Amber and some family and friends gathered near Jeanette Browning's home on Home Street and sang happy birthday and placed candles and stuffed animals on the ground. It's not what a one-year-old deserves. She deserves to be safe, to be loved, to be protected. For more information, please keep your eye out for Crime Pursuit Podcast's upcoming coverage of this case. They are located in Indiana and are able to do a more comprehensive coverage. I am looking forward to listening. If you have any information about Amaya Robertson, please call Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department at 317-327-3475. To remain anonymous, you can contact Crime Stoppers at 317-262-TIPS. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you very much, and thanks for all the love you've been showing us on our internet groups and all the listens and downloads. We really appreciate it, and share the cases, and for all you people that are interested in helping spread the word might help it get solved, which is why we're doing it. So keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Yes, please join us on our Facebook group. Please visit our website, asouthernsleuthpodcast.com. Go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A Southern Sleuth is a production of Cream Dream Studios. All episodes researched and written by me. All music written and performed by Michael.